You know, just short of being able to have a superpower, like being invisible or flying or something of that nature, would be the ability to interact and be cognizant of your dreams, to manipulate your dreams, and to be an active participant in your dream instead of just going along for the ride, right?
Okay.
I mean, think about it. Wouldn't you like to be able to manipulate your dream and do... Because if you're like, okay, I'm dreaming, I can do anything I want. I'm dreaming, so I've got... I can have superpowers. I can fly all over the world if I want to. I can eat bricks. I can... I can be... Whatever you want, you can do in your dreams.
Okay.
Right? All right. So, how would you like to
you can't
be
die in your dreams? You wake up before that happens.
I don't know if that's true.
You don't know if that's true?
Yeah, I don't
have
know.
Have you ever died in your dreams?
I've fallen and hit the ground and...
No, you don't hit the ground. You wake up before you hit the ground.
No, I've hit the ground. I remember hitting the ground and feeling pain, and then I wake up.
Well, that's after falling out of bed, right?
No.
That doesn't count.
No, no, that's happened to me a couple times. All right, here we go.
Physically feeling pain? That's
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, I physically feel pain, and then I wake up and I go, "Okay, I'm." I've had some dreams where I have to when I wake up, I stop and think, "Okay, that was a dream. That did not happen. We're cool. Everything's good."
Is this the sixth sense? Is this guy really alive here? Or
everything's okay. Everything's. We're all good. That did not happen. Cops are not after
you
me.
You didn't kill a guy and bury him in the backyard.
It's not the backyard. All right, so
the basement.
No.
So you have killed somebody in your dreams. Anybody you want to
even
tell us
if you
about?
Even if you don't dream regularly, you can probably remember at least one that was a bit off the wall insane. What about it? You guys had a dream that was just like you wake up from and go, what the heck?
Mm, sure.
Yeah?
I think everybody has.
Sure. All right. Here are seven random things that actually can influence the kind of dreams you have. First one is you can kind of control this, I guess. Your favorite sleeping position. This is the one that you usually wake up in. Stomach sleepers tend to have more erotic dreams, if you know what I'm saying. If you sleep...
Really?
Yeah,
that's what it says. If you sleep on your left side, you have more nightmares. Right side sleepers have the most relaxing dreams, and they also feel the best in the morning.
And they think that has something to do with your right-left brain
getting the blood
dynamic.
Flow and so
on. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So what about you? What are you?
I'm a terrible sleeper. I'm a light
You're
sleeper.
All over the place?
I toss and turn. I got to get one of those sleep number beds or something.
Yeah?
Because I just I don't.
Nice pitch for the.
Yeah, I don't sleep at all, man.
I would like to have
yes.
a sleep number bed too, Tom. It would be a wonderful night's sleep. I would talk about it for hours.
I didn't go that far,
Seth. What do you think your sleep number would be?
I don't know, Chris. I think it would be actually. I have laid on one. I think my sleep number is like in the 40s. You know, not too hard, not too soft.
I think my sleep number is somewhere below several thousands of dollars.
I would like it to talk about, hint, hint, hint. All right, so number, is that against the law, what we just did? Is that pandering? I think it's pandering, isn't it?
Only if they give it to you, and they won't.
Well, not now.
Well, can we pander for breakfast sandwiches from, you know? No?
Yes, below $50. We could take all the payola and plugola we'd like.
All right. It would be a lot of breakfast sandwiches would be good. The bacon, egg, and cheese on a English muffin.
From
would
where?
Be from Krieger's down the street. That's what I'm saying. Daddy's hungry, dadgummit.
Brother.
All right, number two, things that can influence your dreams. Whether or not you had music lessons as a child.
Yeah.
People who had music lessons early while their brains were still developing usually have music in their dreams. Sometimes it's music that they've never even heard before. Music lessons?
I played trumpet. Yeah,
I can see that.
All the way up.
Sure. Yeah. I played records.
I was a drummer.
I was bad. Didn't practice enough.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
I had other stuff going on, man.
All right. Here it is in Wisconsin. This has got to be pretty cool. The kind of cheese that you like has an effect on your dreams. Cheddar cheese supposedly inspires peaceful dreams. Blue cheese, especially the really pungent stuff, causes freaky ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I love blue cheese. Love blue cheese. The planet's magnetic field will also interfere or influence your dreams. Basically, if the Earth's geomagnetic activity is calm, your body can produce more melatonin. And that's the sleep hormone, so you sleep better and have more vivid dreams.
You could sleep under a pyramid and...
Yeah. Have you ever taken melatonin?
No.
Oh, dude, you will have really weird dreams on melatonin. You've
taken melatonin?
I took melatonin when I was traveling a lot because it'll help you get back into your rhythm of sleep. And a buddy of mine who travels extensively swears by the stuff, but I didn't like some of the dreams I was
having. Sure, it wasn't the testosterone that you were rolling on there?
Mm-hmm. What time you go to bed? Night owls have more nightmares. The theory is that if you go to bed too late, you're waking up too early than you normally would, probably in the middle of a deep sleep, and that's where the intense dreams tend to happen. All right, and this one is very cool as well. Your video game avatar. Weirdly, people who play a lot of video games have more control and awareness in their dreams, almost as if they're playing a game character. You're getting your brain adapted to controlling and interact in a non-real environment. Now, that, I think, is absolutely cool. So there it is. Play as many video games as you want.
Now you're going to get people to rent the movie Inception and watch tonight,
heck
right?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
It was a good
About
movie.
Dreams.
Now, the last thing is, and this is hard to do, especially if you have a tendency to be obsessive about things. You don't want to think about anything that you want to avoid right before going to bed. If there's something you don't want to think about, and you do, it's pretty much guaranteed it's going to show up in one of your dreams. You know, so if your fear is being audited by the IRS, don't think about that, because if you do, the IRS will show up in your dreams, or falling off a cliff, or getting stuck in the snow, or I don't know, whatever it is, being bitten by a giant iguana while naked in your middle of your high school algebra class.
Hmm? What kind of dreams do you have, man?
You don't want to know. You don't want to know at all. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.